Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Walang mahirap sa taong masipag.
Work hard. If you have a better future,
keep,
you
keep on going. If you have a future, everyone I see.
Never stop.
Agosto 31, taong 1988, nang makarating sa Australia ang mag-asawang Remedios at Antonio Adriano, kasama ang kanilang anak. Pero kahit halos mag-aapat na dekada na silang naninirahan dito sa bansa, malinaw at buhay pa rin ang prinsipyo na noon pa man ay kanilang pinanghahawakan hanggang makamit nila ang pangarap sa buhay, lalo na para sa kanilang mga anak. Kwento ng mag-asawa, ang kinabukasan ng kanilang mga anak ang nagtulak sa kanila para mag-migrate sa Australia.
Life in the Philippines is getting harder and harder. And for my children, it will be very hard for them to have their own future because it's hard.
It's better for them to stay in Australia because they can have a better life.
Mayroon naman silang mga negosyo noon sa Pilipinas, pero ramdam nila ang gipit ng sitwasyon.
We used to have one and two making business. Unfortunately, by the time we almost by in year 19, before we migrate here, the business is not so good anymore. So we decided to come.
They're building a train and the business got, no people can come to our place to look at our business.
This is under construction during those years. And it took so many years to finish it.
Yeah.
And then we lost all customer until we decided to migrate to me.
And so?
And apply.
And so I decided to put up my own business, like putting up a food stall. And it is working, it's good. I'm earning a lot of money. But still, I still want to migrate in Australia.
Nang makarating sa Australia, hindi nahirapan sa paghahanap ng trabaho si Antonio. At sa isang malaking pagawaan ng sapatos, ito nakapasok at nagretiro naman ang kanyang asawa bilang isang hospital aide.
And the following day, I already went to look for a job. Because it's easy to look for a job during those days. We had to go to house and house to house.
And then one day, only one day, he found a job.
Oh.
And then, finally he found a job in 1 week, isn't it?
And then, just the following day. And after what, later on, after a year, I stayed in that company and then found another good job. Because we already applied for a home loan. And it wasn't being approved, and so we decided to go to Blacktown because Blacktown is near where I work. When I came in here, I was able to work to a shoe factory.
Oh.
And so what happened? After that, they never teach me what to do with the shop in the company because I know already that's my business in the Philippines. And they like us.
Oh, okay. And
my wife was able to work down there. They said the policy that they don't accept husband and wife, but for me, rules.
They accept us. So
they accept
not,
us.
So they like that's not discrimination. They like us. Me, before I retired, I was in hospital. Cleaning the hospital, housekeeping in the hospital. Like, you know, cleaning the hospital, transporting patient. For me, you know, in the hospital, I really quit the hospital because I want to look after my grandchildren.
Sinabi ng mag-asawa, ginalingan lang nila ang pagdiskarte sa buhay at ipinagpapasalamat na sabay-sabay sila buong pamilya na makarating dito at ang mga kaanak na nauna ang may malaking ambag para mas magaan ang kanilang pagsisimula.
It's not really hard because we got the support of my relative, my husband's relative. And then because my husband find a job,
You too. More a passport.
It was a passport.
Yeah. When the children are going to school.
Thinking if we don't eat nice food, it's just because we're together, we enjoy it. Yeah.
Enjoy yourself because we are together, all my drinking at the same time, all of us.
Bakas din daw ang tulong ng komunidad noong sila ay nagsisimula dito.
Because when we first came here and they knew that we are going, we're moving out, they helped us with some goods like cutlery, plate, everything that we needed.
When you moved into your first rental home.
To our rental home, They are neighbors. Yeah, they're very good.
Inamin ng dalawa kahit marunong mag-English dahil hindi sanay sa Australian English. May pagkakataon na nahihirapan sila pero nagawa nila ito ng paraan at sikreto nila ang pagiging handang matuto sa bagong kultura na handog ng Australia.
Because it's hard, you know, the Australian language, we hardly understand, but if you keep on listening to the radio, to the TV, you adopt them. You adopt their, you learn. You learn their language, you can,
You just get along with them, it's easy to adapt what they did, what we are supposed to adapt.
We don't have to change, just adapt and listen to them, admit. If you're wrong, admit it, and you learn.
Kaya sa karanasan ng mag-asawa, hindi ito naging hadlang para ma-enjoy ang bago nilang komunidad.
As long as we understand,
What they say.
We speak too, but if not fluently, as would like an Australian accent. But
no matter what the accent is.
I can understand it, it will be good enough for us.
It's good enough.
And we can express too.
See.
We belong.
Yeah, we belong.
Like in this area, you know, they realize about 120 families Filipino. And we gather, we always speak Tagalog.
Oh.
And most of our visitors are Australian. They try to adapt us. Not that they speak Tagalog too.
Oh.
Ibinahagi naman ni Remedios kung ano ang kanyang karanasan tungkol sa kaibahan ng kulturang Pilipino at Australia nang makarating dito.
In attending the meeting, you know, the children's school, like for example, when I first came here, they said, you have to bring a plate. Well, I just bought a plate.
Oh, you mean for
For a gathering.
A gathering.
They said, you have to bring a plate. So I brought a plate. And when I went there, it's not...
You have to bring food.
Well, I learned.
Is this because in the Philippines,
if you're invited, you can bring your whole family with you?
Ang kwento, karanasan at diskarte sa buhay bilang mga migrants ng mag-asawang Antonio at Remedios ay isa lang sa higit 30 personalidad na ibibida sa multicultural photo exhibit ng House to Grow ngayong buwan ng Hulyo. Ito ay pinamagatang Hidden Stories, Faces of Our Communities. Ayon sa CEO na si Pilar Lopez, ang proyektong ito ay ilang taon nilang pinaghandaan at dahil ang House to Grow ay isang samahang tumutulong sa mga kababaihan at mga bata para mas maging malakas ang kanilang loob at isipan, nagtuturo din sila sa mga tao kung paano malagpasan ang problema sa buhay upang magkaroon ng bagong pag-asa. Kaya ngayon, umaasa sila na malaki ang maitutulong hindi lang sa Filipino community, pati sa ibang migrants mula sa ibang komunidad.
Our charity, House to Grow, which is organizing this event, identify some issues about discrimination, racist, even some microaggressions, people that call us, some people in our community, And then we thought, look, we have to do something. And that started during the pandemic. That started during the pandemic and keep going, right? So we thought, look, we have to do something. We have to develop, create some kind of initiative to support community, promote inclusion and celebrate diversity. But let's think about something that brings people together to remove language barriers, economic barriers. And the best thing to do it is through art and culture. So that's what people like. People like music, people like art, they like food, and you don't need to speak any language for that. So that's something that we thought that could be very successful. And that is how we start working on this project.
Kwento ni Lopez, malaki ang puwang sa kanyang puso ang mga migrants dahil siya mismo ay migrant mula Spain.
I founded this charity 10 years ago when I came to Australia from Spain, from Barcelona. And I have been working in the personal developing and supporting people for my whole life. I am an international author as well. And I give conference and I'm entrepreneurial. So my career is a bit extensive to talk about everything now. I realize that Australia is a wonderful country with a great opportunities, but identified and a lack of personal developing, emotional intelligence. So a lot of people with mental health issues. So people here don't die because they don't have food, but some of them, actually Australia is one of the countries where more young people commit suicide. So that's something that really alarmed me. And I start thinking, look, we have to do something.
Naniniwala kasi siya na kailangang turuan ang mga tao na mamuhay para suportahan ang sarili at ang iba.
Because we believe that the only one way to grow in a wonderful community is growing wonderful people. And the only one thing to do is to teach them to use their own knowledge, their own resources, their personal resources to support themselves and to support others. So that's a treasure for life. We have to make sure that we educate our people.
Maliban sa photo exhibit tungkol sa buhay ng mga migrante, maaari din itong family event para sa mga bagong dating sa bansa.
Along with the stories, we are going to have a full program of activities, including cultural performance. People from different countries that come to share their talent, artists that are representing their countries, as well some guest speakers, people that are going to come to share with us their inspirational story. So migrants and refugees that are going to come to share with us their stories. We are going to have children activities because we want that the new generations learn as well, and we want to educate them on inclusion and diversity. We are going to have food from different countries. So all these are going to happen. It's a free event open to public. I would like to invite your audience, everyone, that to come along to our multicultural photography exhibition, Hidden Stories, Faces of Our Community, because it's a very, very special encounter. And they can actually teach us a lot. Through art and culture, we want to provide to people this wonderful gift. And I hope we can see many of your Filipino community there on 5 and 6 of July, the first weekend of July. Again, it's on a free registration. It's on a free event for registration. It's in the transsheets.
Para naman sa mag-asawang Remedios at Antonio Adriano, isang malaking karangalan na makapagbigay inspirasyon sa iba. May pahabol naman itong payo sa mga kababayan, lalo na sa mga kakasimula ng buhay sa Australia.
But, well, it's really nice to migrate here in Australia. As long as you...
Just don't live in a dorm. work, have to look for a job and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Never stop working until you retire. Don't take advantage of what a silent government is giving you.
Oh, I
see. Have to work on your own.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.